Hughes was there, along with maybe 10 other people. Evelyn stood near the center, looking stern and professional in a white lab coat. The room was filled with wires and dials that looked like they were set up to measure everything but my inseam. Two guys I thought I'd seen down at the studio hovered near a big movie camera that pointed out a narrow slit at the far end of the room. Evelyn looked my way for a second, and I tried to catch her eye, but she looked right through me. You didn't have to be a rocket scientist to know that something big was up. But the fact that just about everyone else in the room was a rocket scientist made me wonder what I was doing there.
So, Cheney, what do you think?
I think it's mighty early for this many people to be up, Mr. Hughes.
Normally, I would agree with you, but dawn is the best time, you see. Less chance of anyone in the surrounding area noticing anything.
There are people around here?
Here? No, but there's a chance they could be hundreds of miles away. Always the chance.
You don't have an A-bomb out there, do you?
A-bomb? I think they may have tested one here, I'm not sure. But I haven't got one. You'll know what I'd do with one. Come over here, I'll show you what I do have. This is my baby this morning. Dr. Masters?
I'm a little busy, Mr. Hughes.
Yeah, I should think. How much longer?
We're almost ready. I'm just concerned about the intermixed temperature.
Nines, the temperature's irrelevant. If it's going to work, it's going to work now.
Dr. Masters?
Dr. Johnson may be right in one regard. We're not going to make the temperature go down unless we drain the tank and refill it.
And that will set us back
2 days.
To drain, clean, and refit.
What are our chances if we go now?
I never thought this would work anyway.
Dr. Johnson?
The time is now.
Jenny, do you know how I got rich?
Inheritance.
I mean how I turned that into billions. I took risks, Mr. Cheney. Every day I woke up and I took risks. I haven't stopped. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to launch.
That was the first time I heard the word launch. There was magic to it. Something I didn't understand but could feel in the air as soon as he said it. In the brief silence, all the electric gizmos crackled with ozone, and you could have sworn lightning had struck. Then everyone shifted, all at once, like soldiers in a familiar combat drill. They all knew their places, and they all did their jobs. Whatever was happening outside, and I jockeyed over toward the camera crew to see out the viewing slit.
Pressure in tank one?
2,000 PSI.
Pressure in tank two?
1,875.
Temperature in one?
-279 Fahrenheit.
It's too high.
It's manageable. Continue to pressurize tank two.
The camera was rolling, its lens poking into a slit in the bunker wall about 10 inches high and 6 feet long, housing a window made of dense glass or plexi. I could see that the walls were nearly 3 feet thick. Someone wasn't taking any chances. As I got closer, I could see the sky turning from gray to deep lavender. Just enough light for me to see downrange to the steel gantry that supported the rocket. From what I could tell, it looked a lot like V2, only fatter, with long pointy fins at the base. Wisps of smoke trailed out from where the hoses connected to the hull. The shiny metal curved up to a nose cone as sharp as a needle. Evelyn had told me she was a rocket scientist. Why should I be surprised to see a rocket?
Beautiful, isn't it? I changed the design from the German model. Made it more aerodynamic. The wider body allows for larger fuel tanks. Of course, no warhead makes room for a scientific payload, instruments to record telemetry, and a small motion picture camera. Think of the pictures I could make in space. Ed DeMille's not doing anything like that, is he? King of the spectacle, my bupkis.
Pressure in tank two approaching 2,000. 1990, 1995, 1997, 98, 99.
Cap and lock.
2,000 and holding.
Temperature?
-274.
It's still too high.
Threshold. We have to fire now. Clear the gantry.
Gantry clear. Fueling hose disconnected.
Start ignition sequence.
Ignition sequence on.
Pressure in tank two starting to drop.
We must abort.
No.
We can't. Prepare to open valves on my mark. I'm going to count backwards from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Mark.
Both tanks open.
We have a burn.
All instruments are go.
Yeah, ignition is good.
We have liftoff.
Huge, billowing waves of fire spewed out from the base of the rocket as the command bunker glowed orange in the artificial sunrise.